your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 16th of March, 2026, and today you are on the clock with National Spelling Bee Green. I don't know, I'm not feeling myself today, so I say I could be something bigger than myself, right? I could aspire to be more than who I am. So first of all, I say I can call myself National Spelling Bee Green because I went to the National Spelling Bee yesterday. I didn't stay for the entire thing, I could be very honest, but I was there. And when I got there, I met some barracudas. Now, if you follow the National Spelling Bee, if you follow youth academics in the country, then you know who I'm talking about when I said I dipped my toe in the water and a bunch of barracudas was biting at my toe. Uriah McPhee Primary School was in the building. And I have joining me this morning for the first half of the show, Ms. Shavania Ferguson, headmistress, principal at Uriah McPhee Primary School. And Ms. Ferguson say, hey, Ms. Green, I've been on your show before. And I was bigging up some schools, but now I need an opportunity to talk about Uriah McPhee. So I know that Uriah McPhee was in the National Spelling Bee competition this year. I know Uriah McPhee beat the road bad at Junior Junkanoo this year. And I saw Uriah McPhee raking in and scraping in all over the place like mama wasn't home no more. Uriah McPhee been doing big things. Ms. Ferguson, good morning. Welcome to On the Clock.
Good morning, Erin, and good morning, Bahamas. And we here in Barracuda Country, we are excited to be on the radio this morning just to tell the Bahamas and the wider world a little bit about what's happening at Uriah McPhee Primary School. And like Erin stated, we are not allowing mama to rake and scrape. No more. We are not raking and scraping. We are soaring, achieving, and getting the best out of every student that walks through our doors.
Absolutely. If y'all don't know, Uriah McPhee's motto is people need people. And the theme is, the school theme is continuing the quest in pursuit of excellence. I love it. I love it. And I realize I live in the same district as Uriah McPhee. And as soon as I saw like the school mascot is a barracuda, I said it have to be a barracuda because look how close to Montague, right, Uriah McPhee is. That's they stomping grounds. They should be. In fact, I want to see Uriah McPhee get a pool. I want to see those young kids learn swimming safety, become strong swimmers so they could take advantage and benefit from what is in their environment. And that's Montague Beach.
Could I tell you, Erin, Uriah McPhee, a pool is being built on our... Yes, ma'am.
Good, awesome.
A pool is being built on the field just outside of our perimeter wall where our students will have an opportunity to utilize to learn swimming, water techniques, water safety,
yeah,
all of that. And not only are we waiting for the pool, but we also optimize Montague, where we have a sailing team, and our sailing students practice 3 afternoons per week from 4 o'clock until 6:30. They are on the water with our lovely, lovely coach, Mrs. Wanda Lee Burrows. She's out there with them. Some parents are there as well.
Awesome.
I've had the opportunity to go on the boat with our youngsters and our sailing team. They do their due when they get to the various national regattas.
Because it's nothing I like more than to see, like, parents, it's particularly men, walking the children from Kemp Road to the beach, right? And when the fishermen from the area, because it's typically, you got a lot of Kemp Road people who work at Montague Ramp, when they have their kids with them on vacation, you watch the kids absorbing everything, thinking about what they could be when they grow up. I love it. I love it. I didn't even expect that. So tell us, what's next? What's the next big thing at Uriah?
Oh, our next big thing has kicked off today, and that is our STEM Science Exhibition as well as our Career Fair. We have a wonderful week of activities geared up. Today is our parents' viewing. Tomorrow we have our light show and our STEM talk, where students will learn about the various careers and aspects of STEM. We also have on Wednesday, we have the judging of our students' projects, and we have individuals coming in, community leaders, to judge our students' projects. The winners will be announced on Friday at our closing out ceremony. And Thursday, we have our career fair, where we have more than 25 national partners who will be coming in to share with our students, and not just our students. We've invited students from 10 separate schools to come in and view both the science and STEM exhibition as well as the career fair.
All right. So I have a personal story where I tell people, look, it was late in life that I realized that the choices that you make to drive your career begin when you're preparing for BJCs. It begins when you prepare, right? Like, or at least it began before that. But when you're preparing for BJCs, right, the BJCs that you're strongest in will be the subjects that people recommend you for, right, as you're entering BGCSE and you're getting ready to take the exams. So to have career fairs and a science fair at that age really opens up their minds at an appropriate time. I love it. The next thing is, so when are y'all going to bring the winners in so we could see the winning ideas, right? And talk about those projects. The last thing I have to say is Dr. Thane Campbell. So Dr. Thane Campbell is a lead at a project called Deep Science Ventures. And it is like a PhD program, but for people who are not, like, you're not going into academia. You have an idea, you have some skill sets, right? And the idea is like a local problem that if you solve it, you could help the entire world, right? And so Dr. Thane Campbell up there and the OPM's office, CO2, O2, the climate change unit, Dr. Hamilton, if you'll get an opportunity, please check out the Uriah McPhee Science, STEM Science Competition and Career Fair.
And can I tell you, we do have communication with that department through one of my very own former students, Mr. Ryan Munnings, where he comes in, he plants trees, teach students about conservation. And so a myriad of things are happening at Uriah McPhee Primary School. Mm-hmm. We may be in the Camp Road area, but we are not allowing our students' mindset to remain on that four quarters. We are opening their minds to international and global thinking.
And let's talk about that just for a second, right? Because often we say, oh, they're from Camp Road and they're back. There's something that we don't actually acknowledge when we are sort of observing city communities, right? And that is, these inner city communities are inundated by outsiders, mm-hmm. right? Kemp Road is an area that people drive through, and they drive through it recklessly, right? And I don't know if people understand how that impacts the residents of an area. It makes them angry, right? Because it's a walking community, and y'all act like it's your runway. children are moving through all the time, young people all the time, on foot. We ignore the verges on the side of the road. We don't stop at stop. See, here's why you stop at a stop sign. To assess whether there's a pedestrian coming, right? Because if you're on the inside, in a corner, and they're on the main road, like technically they have the right of way. Mm-hmm. So, I like what you said. Listen, the young people in Kemp Road are not trapped in a bad environment. They're actually in a good environment that's overwhelmed by people who have no care or concern for that environment. We see the same thing in Johnson Road. Johnson Road is a wonderful walking community, but it's also a through road. And people drive through it with no care or concern for the young people. So about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, oh, I was one of those people walking, if you drive your car too close to me, I'll cuss at you. You would say I was a bad mind person, but I'm saying, hey, this is my life. We're all road users. We all have a right to use the road. Little children have a right to use the road. In fact, it's their main means of transportation.
Now, could I tell you, one of the things that we do have upcoming is we do have something where we are going to be, where we're going to be partnering with the Ministry of Transport, simply because we want to be able to have students walk safely on the road. Mm-hmm. In a matter of recent months, there were two accidents that would have put us out of electricity for not for very long, but put us out of electricity for well over an hour within a school day. And for us, that was concerning. And so we are going out there very soon. Coming up, we'll be going out there teaching persons about road safety and why it is important, particularly within that school zone.
Chesapeake Road ends at Kemp Road on the eastern side. It's a little corner directly opposite Uriah, right? So many drivers do not stop at that stop sign. See, when we talk about letting children be children, one of those things is us doing what we know we're supposed to do. So they could la, la, la. That's their job. Their job is to come out of school and la, 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 la. That's what we expect of them. I want them to practice road safety, but I expect them to be overwhelmed with the joy of the end of the day. Y'all, please, Ministry of Works, put the lines in the road. At the very least, make sure that the lines are in the roads by the schools. There's a lovely pedestrian crossing there. Let's in front of Uriah McFeed, let's put another one, southern side, and let's make sure that it's always painted, reflectors, and lights. It's so that intersection right there. But y'all know it. Y'all know it. Y'all know y'all run that that stop sign there all the time. So I love it.
We have our very own Hilda Glinton, who is a crossing guard, and she does a wonderful job of ensuring that our students get to and from school within a safe manner.
Mm-hmm. So,
and so our teachers, our administrators are out there in the mornings and in the afternoons,
awesome,
making sure that our students go across. And not only are we doing it just for school safety, but we're also doing it so that we can become familiar and build that relationship, bridge that gap between the home and school life. We want to be able to say, hey, this student is going in that car. That student goes in that car. Mm. That's his mother. That's his father.
Yeah.
Auntie picks him up on a Thursday.
Yes, yes.
And that helps to bring community within the school. Because like you stated, our school is a community school.
Yeah.
We want to know who our students are with when they're not with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is important because that helps them to build their character. It helps us to know who's going to help with homework. So-and-so isn't going to help. Oh, you got to stay back today because you need to be with a teacher's aide to assist you with your homework in the afternoons.
Yeah.
There's wonderful things are happening at Uriah McPhee. Just last week, we would have finished our GLAT attack for our sixth grade and our third grade. And that helps our students to prepare for the national GLAT exam. And I want to just put it out there that Uriah McPhee is the three-time champion for GLAT in the Eastern New Providence Primary District, and we've had our own for more than 20 years in that national exam.
All right. All right. Wow. Yes, congratulations. In the Eastern District, Sandilands Primary. Sandilands Primary, we get straightened it up a little bit. Iron sharpen iron.
Well, you know, you got to come on over to Uriah McPhee and find out what those teachers are doing. And that is why this collaborative effort between the schools coming in this week is so very important. Because not only will we be sharing our skills with other educators, but we'll also be garnering some of their skills as well.
Yeah.
And that will help, at the end of the day, build our students and build our nation.
All right. So now, you know me, I am a bouncing castle fanatic. When is Uriah McPhee having its school fair? When will I have an opportunity to bouncing castle?
Well, you know what, Aaron? I think I'm going to partner with you on that.
Okay.
Because that is in the air, but we have to partner with you on that one.
Okay. Because I know where the bouncing castles are. If anything, I could get you bouncing castles. Absolutely. Okay, so Junior Junkanoo, National Spelling Bee. Let's talk about briefly about the student that represented Uriah McPhee at National Spelling Bee. I got the book right here.
Awesome. Mr. Avery Davis is a fifth grade student. Could you believe it? One of the youngest students that participated in the National Spelling Bee on last evening past. Mr. Avery Davis is a quiet student, and I tell you, he is definitely a force to reckon with, and he brought it on the stage. This was actually his very first time participating in the Spelling Bee competition, and he came in eighth place. We are so very proud of his accomplishments, and he is humble. He said, Mrs. Ferguson, are you proud of me? I could say nothing more but indeed.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I'm proud of all of the young people that took that stage last night, yesterday evening. First of all, they had the poise and grace of statesmen and stateswomen, right? And then some of them had mothers wit beyond their years, right? It was just, that was my favorite part of the event. But I will say this, I had two favorite parts. First of all, I got to see my grandnephew, Camden, on stage, introduce himself. He came fourth place. I want to say to him, congratulations, Camden. But I met this young man, right? His name is Gabriel Taylor. He was, unfortunately, the first contestant out of the competition, right? What struck my heart, I've been so long to become an old person so I could say that. What struck my heart, right, was how seriously he took the event. He was devastated that he was the first one out, right? And I told him, listen, you hold that, feel that. Nobody can tell you to not feel that, because it shows me how much effort you put into preparing for this event, right? But I don't know if it was an organizer's prize or his family made a prize for him. He got a bouquet of $10 bills.
Oh, wow. And you know, that event showed that parents are now becoming more supportive of the events and activities that their children are in. And what struck me on last evening was the number of fathers that were out
grandfathers
and individuals that came with their entire family to support those students. There were 24 students in the bunch. And when you look at it, as I told a few of them that came out, at the end of the day, you're the top in the country.
Exactly.
You're the top 25 in the country.
That's what I had to tell Mr. Taylor. I said, listen, what you have done to get here is worthy of our celebration. That's why, even though you are upset, we are still celebrating you. So Master Gabriel Taylor from Stephen Dillard Primary, Western New Providence Primary District, right? To his parents, Veron Taylor Sr. and Giovanna Aileen Taylor, congratulations. To his Grammy and all his family members and cousins, even they brought an unborn. The baby wasn't even, the baby's here, but the baby ain't here yet, came to support Mr. Taylor. And I hope you, that your family love you. And to all the young people who did well at the event, including young Mr. Turnquest, R. Kerwin Turnquest holds his trophy high after winning the 29th Spelling Bee. After 13 rounds of competition, he won by correctly spelling graticule. Now, I don't know what gratitude means, right? But I imagine it's like the last little bit of gratitude you have left in your heart. You got to go recharge. You got to go to church. You got to go to Sunday school. You got to be with family to recharge because you, like all of the gratitude you had in your heart, you only have one little molecule of it left. Now, I don't know if that's what it means, but that's what I was going to tell the students if I was in charge of the spelling bee. And that's why I'm not in charge of the spelling bee.
I think if you were in charge, every student would get a prize.
Yes, of course. They have to.
But I just want to say, I want to say to the parents of Mr. Avery Davis, I want to big him up because he is now, as I worked out the statistics for him, he is now in the top 67% in our country. And that indeed is commendable for a first-time person in the Spelling Bee competition, and he is excited for next year. He has already started studying from last night.
Mr. Kenny Cartwright and Mrs. Takesha Davis, listen, that little boy going to be pesterizing you all with spelling words. In fact, I told Mr. Taylor, right, who got the bouquet of $10 bills, every time your family says anything to you that suggests that they want you to spend this money, you have to spell out your answers, right? In fact, just spell everything for the next week. And let them know you're serious about the spelling life. It's so much fun. So much fun just being a part of this journey with these young people. So listen, for anybody who wants to support programs, activities, events at Uriah McPhee, if they just want to make a general donation to the school or to the district, how would one go about that?
Well, all you have to do is contact our school, let us know what it is that you would like to donate, and we can either make a donation in or we can pick it up. I will tell you some of the things that we are looking to get at this time. We have a wonderful online reading program for our first graders to sixth graders. That reading program, of course, requires devices. And the tablets that we would have been gifted from the government of the Bahamas aren't always sufficient for the programs for the students to get the best out of them. So we are looking for more up-to-date tablets or little notebooks or Chromebooks, if possible, that would assist our students in getting the best out of that reading program.
Okay. Absolutely. Do you all have a library? Do you have I want to say a public library, but can we donate books?
Oh, of course. We do have a library, and we just had a book drive during the month of February.
Okay.
Where we had the Kiwanis Club donated books to our library. Some teachers also donated boxes of books, which was commendable. And so we got lots of books in that our students are able to read. Our librarian, she is Mrs. Bain. She's there usually, and the students can go in, borrow books. And once you get a book, we have a book. In addition to the book drive, we also have a read drive.
Okay.
And so once you borrow a book, you would get a report. And you would have to complete the report upon return of the book.
That's good, though. That's
students
good.
Students get gifts and prizes, little incentives to encourage them to continue to read.
I can tell you what my incentive was. I had a TV from my was in second grade. And my incentive was, like, if you want to watch the TV, you got to read.
Oh, my mother did the same thing.
You have
if you
read.
Wanted to watch the TV, you had to read the caption.
Oh, okay. She did. Oh, look here, parents. I love it. That's what subtitles are for, right? You catch them. Oh, you, like, watch TV, eh? Read that, right? So I finished the primary school reading list in the middle of fifth grade.
Wow. Excellent.
Right? But incentives work, parents. Incentives work, right? But you have to be committed. Don't tell your child you're going to do something and you don't do it. So what I mean is be honest with them, right? And say, listen, I'm aiming towards a big prize. If we could keep everything together, if we don't have any emergencies, then maybe we could take you to somewhere.
One of the things that we are doing also is we have many second English as a second language learners. And so what we are doing is we are providing rote learning for them through electronic readers, where they would place the card in the slot and the card would actually call its name, and that helps them. There's a picture, there's a sentence, and that helps them with their reading. So we're focusing that mainly on our lower primary students because we're gearing them up for that national exam within a matter of months in some cases and within 2 years in others.
All right. For parents and caretakers, right? So it's not just parents. It's whoever spends a significant amount of time with a child. The way that we learn to speak and the way that we learn to read, right? We learn to speak by mimicking what we hear, right? That's why it's important to talk to your children. That's why it's important to, I want to say, moderate your speech, right? So not just are the themes and things I'm talking about above their age level, but more importantly, am I speaking properly, right? Now, there's Bahamian dialect, there's Bahamian standard English, and then there's the Queen's standard English, right? When you're talking at home, I'm not telling you must sound like Erin Green auditioning for community announcements, right? But also explain to your kids, hey, this is what we say in Bahamian dialect. This is how you would say it in Bahamian standard English. Or this is how you may hear it in the workplace. And this is how you're supposed to say it when you're taking an exam. It's called code switching.
Right.
We all do it.
Right.
The difference is give your kids the skills to know when to code switch. Right? Because if you go on the school, on the playground and say, my good schoolmates, the good Lord has brought me here today to ask you if you would be willing to share your cup and baggy with the multitude of us here. They're going to say, listen, come from around me. But if you say, hey, look here, man, look here, we didn't get to eat lunch today. The teacher was messing with us, man. Be hungry. Then they'll know exactly what you mean.
Yes.
And that hungry will hit them. And they say, yeah, I know how that feel. And they're going to share it.
In the classroom, we call it the register. So the teacher's register would be the way that she speaks, the way that she changes the dialect and intonation for the student in order for them to grasp various concepts.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Thank you for your patience.
Right on, man. So you're trying to tell the Bahamian people when they go to Kentucky, they should order number 3.
No, don't order a number 3. Order number 3, okay? Order number 3.
You're trying to confuse the people now.
If I was waking behind the counter, it'd be a lesson every time you come, right? But then I'm also the person who tell KFC, if you all run out of wings, I could bring seagulls, you know.
But in the morning time and you go for your sausages and grits?
Listen, I would make them spell sausages, and then I would make them spell sausage. See, because here's my thing. If you could spell sausage, then you could say
sausage.
Yeah, that's
so,
it.
So you try to say now when Haitian Creole speaking people go Kimekal, they should say Kamaikal, not Kimekal.
No, listen. Remember, it's Audlin Bode who say Kamaikal City 2000, but they should say it how they normally say it, right? But when we are teaching students of Haitian descent in school, we also say, hey, this is Haitian Creole. This is standard French. This is Bahamian dialect or Creole. This is Bahamian standard English. This is the King's English, right? The Queen's English that you need for the exam.
Exactly.
This is Bahamian standard English that you need to be able to navigate professional spaces in the Bahamas, right? And classrooms. And this is dialect that you will need to be able to navigate the playground, the schoolyard, the bus stop. Right? The dance. Give them all and say, hey, this is Haitian Creole that you speak at home. And guess what? Right now, I'm sure we have a blend of Haitian Bahamian Creole with the mixing of words.
What about your mom? You try to say you
would. We don't say that at all. We don't say that at all. See, your ma is fighting words. Your mother is a request. Is a request to find out how she doing. Mm-hmm. Right? Remember to say your mother. Yeah, and see, that's the next thing, adults. We are not being good adults. We're not moderating our speech in front of these children. they picking up all of these words, right? But when you talked about register, that's the important part. Because, yes, one of my first cassettes I was listening to all the time was Richard Pryor at 10. So, right, kids will access the bad stuff. It's how parents respond to it that helps them to moderate their behavior. If a child says something wrong, you're supposed to admonish them, not ki-ki-ki-ki. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Cubs.
Good morning. How you doing?
I wanted to start off and say, come on, peace of your attention.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
Anyway, you know, we're speaking proper English today. Good morning, Aaron Cubs, and good morning to your guests.
Good morning.
And I just called because I wanted to say thank you so very much. Your presence was greatly appreciated.
Man, listen, I was just glad to be thought of, right? So yesterday, we funeralized a member of the caller's family who I had like a brief moment in time to be a part of, like the briefest moment of time. And it was just, I just felt like, thank you for allowing me to come and be a part of this moment of remembering Kingsley Dean. Look here, South Andres people, Family Island people, man. We wouldn't be the same without y'all.
But, you know, you're saying was, Aaron. You are. Yeah. Me in particular, always have you in our minds as a part of our family.
Thank you.
You never passed through. And your presence stayed.
Thank you. And listen, I had the opportunity to meet Mr. Curtis Pride in the flesh and open the invitation for the Pride Chess Legacy to come on the show whenever they're ready.
Yes, but you should have told me. I would have gotten you hooked up a long time.
Don't watch nothing. We made the connection.
And then there was a lot more there. You I guess as time go on, as things happen, I would try to remember to always invite you to what we are having, because you know you could use a lot of what's going on your show, because you know we have a lot of sporting people in our family.
I telling you, I know.
And you know, Sister Johnson is one of the top nurses in the country.
Yes, there you go. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, I had to go to the spelling bee immediately after the service.
You're talking about it.
Yeah.
So, yes, we understood, though. But like I say, thank you again.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
I will.
All right. So, listen, Uriah McPhee, let's go.
You know, I'd also like to say a special thank you to our Spelling Bee coaches. That would be Mrs. Davis McDonald and Mrs. Aura Ware. I was so appreciative. They took our student in as their very own for the past 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they worked with him tirelessly, and I appreciate their efforts.
Mm-hmm.
Also on the horizon for Uriah McPhee Primary School, our student of the year, Mr. Jaquan Winters. He is another remarkable young man. He is on every sporting team, including sailing, and he was also a part of our spelling bee team as
mm-hmm.
well. One of the things that I like about him is, speaking of family, he created a healing balm that he created particularly for his grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an all-natural healing balm made with lavender, rubbing alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and the avocado seeds.
Science.
Get the science in
yes.
there. And so he will be showcased at our STEM exhibition as well. And one of the things that he would have done was he would have taken that healing balm, packaged it, used his money, and of course with a few sponsors, we put together care packages, and he's been going around taking them to various old folks' homes. And that right there is thinking completely
yes.
outside the, but that is like coming out of the box.
Yes.
And kicking it.
Listen, tell our student of the year, right?
Mr. Jaquan Winter.
Mr. Winter, we got a little small space at our table at the Dungalik Farmers Market on Village Road, which is like right in your community,
yes,
right?
Ma'am.
We're going to have to figure something out. Right, until Camp Road has its own farmers market, right? And then you're going to be promoting your products mm-hmm. in the community you making them in and for. Oh, my goodness, this is wonderful. Okay, so give us the date. Let's take this call. Give us the dates for the week of events, and then we're going to have to go to a break. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
My lady, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fantastically well. A calling about the first caller.
Yes.
He said three. I can wrong three. Or if you go to Kentucky, you can order 3-8. You see, the difference between that number and the trees, T-R-E-E-S, are trees.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go say three, you put your tongue between your teeth and you pronounce it T-H.
Mm-hmm.
Just like mother.
Yes.
Mother. M-O-T-H-E-R. And not M-O-T-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do, just tell him, anyway, put this and the T and H together, put your tongue between your teeth, and it pronounce the word.
There you go.
Have a blessed day, my lady.
Absolutely. Until we meet again, sir.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Have a wonderful day. All right.
All right. Our STEM exhibition for the week. On Tuesday, we have our STEM talk and our light show. On Wednesday, we have the judging of our students' projects. On Thursday, it is a combination of both the STEM and science exhibition as well as the career fair. And on Friday, we have our closing out ceremony where we will be honoring various students for their achievements in building their simple machines.
Mm-hmm. Fox Foundation, OWN Foundation, all of the organizations with grant opportunities, please take time out of this week to go and attend the Uriah McPhee Science STEM Science Competition and Career Fairs.
Just before we go, I'd also like to thank all of the politicians, believe it or not, who are vying for the seat in that area, mm-hmm. as well as the sitting politician, the Honorable Wayne Monroe, QC. They have ensured that our students would have been guided, getting the materials that they need. Each of them have stepped in. Mr. Lincoln Deal has stepped in. He has a science and STEM workshop that children go to on Saturdays. We want to thank also Mrs. Hannah Carey. She assists our students with so much.
Independent candidates doing big things.
Big things. Yeah. And so we appreciate them all. And I just want to say also, we want to also thank Blue.
The water company?
No.
Oh, Blue, the independent candidate.
Independent candidate.
Okay, yes.
He has been helping us greatly with our cultural production, building up our students in that culture way.
Awesome.
He assisted us with Junior Junk Anew, and I'm certain that he will continue to partner with us. So I'm very, very happy to know that I am in a community where, despite the fact that these persons are party lines that are between them, at the end of the day, their main focus is building the community, building our students, and ensuring that these students become productive citizens for the future. So I am happy to be at that school working with those politicians. It's a joy.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's been a joy to have the Barracudas in studio with me today. I felt like the whole school was here with me. I'm going to try and take some time out of my week if I can. To come now, if I'm just a regular person, I need to call the school in advance?
Yes, just call us and let us know when you'd like to come in, and we can work something out for you to view what it is that our students have to offer. Before I leave, I just want to say that Uriah McPhee is now focused on the power of five. That would be academics, athletics, arts, attitudes, and activities. We are ready, and as we say at Uriah McPhee, we are Uriah, out the gate, in the gate, all day, every day.
I love it. I love it. And today, I am Uriah McPhee, and I love it. Mrs. Ferguson, thank you for joining us today. Producer, let's go to a break. When I get back from the break, the next segment is called I May Be a Bad Anglican. But at least I'm not a bad driver. Ms. Ferguson, it's been a pleasure hosting Uriah McPhee this morning. We're going to delve into the headlines for the last few minutes of the show after the break. The next time you come, first of all, I don't know, you may have to bring Miss Hilda Glinton. character today, people. Hilda Glinton is a name to look out for. National Honors Committee, Hilda Glinton is a name to look out for.
Oh, I can give you the names of all of my school leaders, my team leaders, starting with Mrs. Russell in grade 6, Mrs. Tira Johnson in grade 5, Mrs. Sherilyn Deal Pratt in grade 4, Mrs. Sharika Murphy Brown in grade 3, Mrs. Jay Sturup in grade 2, and Mrs. Atia Flowers in grade 1. I also have Miss Victoria Roll in preschool, and I will be remiss if I do not mention my vice principal and able-bodied senior mistress, Mrs. Ruth Brown and Mrs. Aura Ware, an awesome team at Uriah McPhee Primary School.
Absolutely. I notice you all don't have no team leader for the Chickchinese. I can put in my resume right away. Producer, let's go to a break. You guys, thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned. We get more to talk about after the break. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You are.
Going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
But he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The following is a paid political message. Kalani,
for you.
She is a fighter. That was a paid political message.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Get set.
Track and field fans, it's that time. Time for the B3A Crypto Trials, March 20th through 22nd at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Come see the country's finest young athletes in blazing battles on the track and fierce field competition. They look to book their tickets to the 53rd Crypto Games in St. George's, Grenada on the Easter holiday weekend. Who will make the team to represent the Bahamas? Be there for the B3A Crypto Trials at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Competition starts at 5 p.m. on Friday, March 20th, and 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, March 21st and 22nd. General admission, $12. Children under 12, $8. $20 VIP. Three-day passes are $34 general admission, $20 children under 12, and $58 for a three-day VIP pass. The B3A Crypto Trials, March 20th through 22nd. Don't you miss it.
You try to rest. Roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. We got a few moments left, so let me run through the text quickly and then to our segment. I may be a bad Anglican, but at least I'm not a bad driver. As a text, Erin, I feel that Kemper Road is one of the most dangerous roads on New Providence for pedestrians. I'm hereby advocating for sidewalks on the entire Kemper Road. Also, I've observed that most motorists speed on Kemper Road, especially young men on those disgusting motor bikes racing and prancing. Also, those motorbikes drivers need to cease from keeping their signals on and not turning. Okay, so like the signal on and not turning thing, you know, when you overtake and you put on your signal, like they say, be in a perpetual state of overtaking. That's the third lane they're imagining, right? That's what that's about. But I agree with you. It's difficult to determine how to navigate the roadways in their presence when they have on a turn signal and you're not sure whether they're actually turning. In the alternate, it's difficult to navigate the roadways with people who actually refuse to use their turn signal because they don't want you to know what they're going to do next. Here's another text. My late niece, Kimberly Woodside, was a teacher at Uriah McPhee. And thank you for sharing that, and we will remember her and her service to the country. Thank you very much, Texter. Okay, I may be a bad Anglican, but at least I'm not a bad driver. It was going to be a different word, but here we go. So yesterday, there were two major parades taking place on the island of New Providence, and there was not a road sign to be found. There was not a detour sign to be found. There was not a road closed ahead sign to be found. There's not a avoid road stoppage or blockage, nothing, right? So the first one was the police parade, and I was aware of it because I saw a notice on social media, not on the Royal Bahamas Police Force website, you know, where you would go for police notices. It just, fortunately enough, it hit the algorithm and it hit my feed, so I was aware of that. Right, but I was not aware that it was Mothering Sunday. Why? Because I'm a bad Anglican. But guess what? I don't need to be an Anglican to live in this country. See, it's a public road. And if you close it, it requires public notice. The roads don't belong to the government. And it don't belong to the Anglican Church. It's not their fault. It's not the Anglican Church's fault that the agencies and entities responsible refuse to do their job. But you know what the problem is? The problem is this, that the church also has to do something though. Here's why. See, I'm a sensible human being. I navigated the road, Prince George Wharf, realized that the police let us go onto Prince George Wharf with nowhere to go, with no instructions, with no indication that we would be stalled on Prince George Wharf until the end of the parade. See, I'm a sensible human being. So when I drove all the way down to East Street and realized we couldn't get out that way, I turned my car around and drove all the way back up to, what that is, Frederick? To Frederick Street. And parked. And then got out on foot and walked to observe and assess what was happening. While Father Joaquin, see, because that's how the universes work. I rage and you see, I tell my producer when I get upset, play gospel music. As soon as I was getting upset, Father Joaquin appeared in my view and Mrs. Joaquin. They're my coolers. I cool right down. But here's why the Anglican Church also has to take up the burden. Because while I was patiently waiting, other drivers decided to force their cars through the parade. Anglicans and young people, young Anglicans and children were put at risk because frustrated drivers decided to drive through the parade. Now, when I say through, I mean across Bay Street. Was that? Yeah, across Bay Street. There was one police officer I observed at the mouth of Bay Street, blocking it off, diverting traffic to Prince George Wharf. I saw a truck. It may have been him in the truck when the truck was driving. And maybe two motorcycle officers. There were no police officers on Bay Street. There were no instructions for drivers. But guess what? Political class. Y'all don't own the road. It's a public road. And just because you let all of the mechanisms and policies and regulations fall away, it doesn't mean that they don't exist. It's extremely frustrating getting older and older and realizing that things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Listen. And I realized maybe it was because all of the other police officers were at the police service march. But here's a question. Why the march look like it ended at the Sebastian Community Center? Why? Why it look like that's where it ended? Is that where the church was, that the service was at? Because y'all could see I's a bad Anglican. That mean I's a bad Christian, too. I don't even know where the churches are. Okay. I'm a good Anglican. I marched yesterday. In honesty, it took the police almost forever to get traffic under control. Which police? Where were they? As Texas says, good morning. Aaron, I calling you for Anglican confession. You know you should have joined the march to the parade grounds. Listen, this is the thing about community. I saw seven people I know and my mood changed instantly. But just before we go, I got 1 minute. Here are the things that we didn't talk about because the conversation with Uriah McPhee was just excellent. The LPIA bomb scare. One of the most recent traffic fatality. It was reported on the 12th of March, 2026. There were gentlemen who lost his life, Geronimo Bryce. I grew up with Geronimo. We fought in the mosquito wars of the late 80s, early 90s in Eleuthera. Went to summer camp with Geronimo. He will be missed. We can talk more about that tomorrow. Also tomorrow, produce exchange going cashless and a snap election come in. The snap election could come before the snap peas come in. What are we doing? Anyway, we're all out of time today. So, producer, if you bear with me, we got all the texts. Thanks for your patience. Thank you to Ms. Ferguson and Uriah McPhee for joining us this morning. Thank you to the organizers of the Spelling Bee. Have a great day, Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.